Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Clipping of the nails and trimming the hair. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the 10 days of Zulhijjah commence, and any one of you intend to make qurbani, hair or trim his nails. Any person performing qurbani should refrain from clipping his nails and trimming his hair until he has completed his qurbani. Hence, before the crescent of Zulhijjah is sighted, a person should trim his nails and remove his hair to practice on this hadith. Thereafter, for the 10 days of Zulhijjah, he should not until he has completed performing his qurbani. This act, according to the fuqaha, has been declared as mustahab, preferable. During the days of Hajj, people from all over the world gather in Makkah Mukarramah to uphold this great pillar of Hajj. People equaling millions in number gather around the Baytullah in the state of Ihram. At this particular time, the special mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on the Hujjaj. The Sharia has imposed many restrictions on the Hujjaj whilst in a state of Ihram. They cannot apply itar, wear stitched garments, clip their hair or nails, etc. Those who are not privileged to perform Hajj have been commanded to also leave their nails unclipped and their hair untrimmed in order to resemble the Hujjaj and also join in the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, similarity to the millions of Hujjaj who have gathered in Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us in these days, that is in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, to recite Tasbih, Subhanallah, Tahmeed, Alhamdulillah, Tahleel, La ilaha illallah, and Takbir, Allahu Akbar, in abundance. In these 10 days, one should, as far as possible, keep the dhikr of the third kalima on his tongue, recite the dhikr as much as possible, whilst walking, working, driving, lying down, etc. Keep on reciting this kalima and you will be rewarded immensely for this. SubhanAllah.